The strength by Mars in the pitch. Swung on and hit the right field. That's way back there. Way back there. Hold on! Tigers win! Tigers win!
Scheffler gets away towards the dugout. Here comes Bianco! Tigers win! Tigers win!
All right, welcome into another edition of Tigers Win. Cody Worsham joined by two very special guests today in studio. We have LSU Beach Volleyball coach Russell Brock. And on the line, we've got Mark Sherman, the voice of AVP for the last 9 years. And Mark is coming down for a big event with the LSU Beach Volleyball program. And so we're going to spend the next 15 minutes or so talking about that event. But Coach, Mark, thank y'all for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's jump in. Mark, for those who are not or maybe new to beach volleyball, give them your personal backstory, your role in the world of beach volleyball, and then I'll let Russell maybe brag on you a little bit too.
Love that. Russell, you can start if you want. I always appreciate that. Thank you for the intro. I am so excited to come down to Baton Rouge. I've got some friends in Baton Rouge, the wannabes. If you are in the beach volleyball world, you know the guys and gals I'm talking about. So I've been wanting to visit them in their hometown for a while. And this event at this storied university, of course, and this incredible beach volleyball facility is just going to be really, really special. The Death Volley Invitational, you're going to have, I know all 15, correct me if I'm wrong, Russell, all 8 teams are in the top 15, and I think we've got like the top 7 teams in the country are going to be there. So it's the best event before the postseason in my mind of the entire season. So very special for me to be able to be there. So I appreciate it. But yeah, my background in beach volleyball, I've been the announcer for the AVP, the Pro Beach Tour, for the last decade basically, and have been able to do a couple Olympic games on the indoor volleyball side. And I just love, I guess my goal is always to enhance whatever is already going on and to provide a little extra oomph, extra excitement, and really just, I'm a volleyball player and a fan. And my whole theory when I broadcast is, or announce is, enhance what I see, be a fan myself, and help everybody who's watching connect to the game in a really fun way, because it's an amazing game. And it's been, you know, a huge part of my life for 20 years, volleyball really. So I'm really excited to be a part of this one.
And Russell, I know this is a big deal for Mark. Obviously he's excited. This is a big deal for your program, for LSU Beach Volleyball. Tell us the story, not only of the event, but getting Mark involved. Cause I know there's a story about how he came to, be set up for this opportunity, for LSU.
Sure. I think there's always, an interest in when you kind of get that East versus West. There's a bit of a rivalry, and you know the West Coast is obviously seen as a strong competitor, and traditionally they've been the powerhouse. All the championships have gone through the West. So as the sport has grown and there's become more parity, it's become interesting just to follow the progression and the growth of that kind of East versus West. And initially, when the NCAA started doing the championship, they actually had the bids were divided East versus West. So those even there was a priority on becoming great within your region. So that's since gone away, but you know the backstory will always exist. Anytime you have the opportunity to go East versus West, it's always a fun opportunity. So we've been going out West. UCLA has hosted for the past few years an East versus West event, and it's a lot of fun. You get a lot of crossover. That's really important eventually down the line when the selections process is made and the seeding happens. You need to have that kind of cross-pollination. So that's been great. And we've always wanted to bring that to the East side and kind of have it play out in our stadium. It's when we built it and we started playing at it, the vision was that it would host the greatest events within our sport collegiately for sure. We hope to still draw some professional events and maybe even some international events, but this is a great step in the right direction as far as just building an event that brings some of the best teams in the country all playing on the same weekend in our facility. And even as we kind of, you know, just spitball, just whiteboarding, like how can we make this even better, kind of the dream was, well, let's get the greatest beach volleyball announcer that's out there to come and do it. And So it was a simple Instagram message that Katie said, how about I reach out? I said, absolutely, reach out. Let's see what happens. And Mark was gracious enough to reply pretty quickly. And so now we get to have an incredible addition to a fantastic event. And, you know, Mark brings a knowledge of the game that's critical to the viewing experience. I mean, he's done it with the AVP forever, and anybody who's ever been to watch the stadium court play, and he's been there on the mic, the experience is incredibly more enjoyable because of what he does and how he does it. And our sport is, it can be confusing, honestly. I mean, you've got a lot going on. There's a lot of courts, and if you don't have somebody kind of being the you know, ringleader, for lack of a better term, who can kind of explain and point you in the right direction and help you celebrate and do all the things that make the experience even better, then it can be a little overwhelming, particularly for people who haven't really been in that environment. So as we built this event, and we knew, hey, there's going to be some great volleyball that will attract maybe some new viewers who will come in, and we want it to be top-notch. We want it to be an elite event. We want it to match what LSU does on campus with all of their sports. We knew that adding Mark would be a critical component because he'll drive the viewing experience, and to be able to even bring in an understanding of lingo, an understanding of, you know, just the ebb and flow of matches and where to watch, which ones are important, which ones are most exciting, is just, it's really a critical piece that we've always kind of hoped we could bring in. And now that it's reality, it's really exciting to know that it's getting close.
Yeah, I've been to Mangoes on enough Tuesdays and Thursday nights to know that if there's not someone out there guiding you, it can get a little pandemonium trying to watch everything. So I'm sure Mark will bring that element to the table that's unlike anything else. And as Laura, you know, Laura Starkey, the SID for Beach Volleyball, gave me some notes, and she wrote that Mark coming to host the event is like the voice of the NFL or NBA coming to host a game at Tiger Stadium at the PBA. So it's Mark, you're just getting all these compliments.
We'll
get you back on a second show if we want you.
Keep coming.
Hey, how much business are you booking through your Instagram DMs?
It's hard to say. All of my work basically since 2015 has been word of, well, not all of it, but a lot of it's been word of mouth.
Yeah.
So whether it's Instagram DMs or a text or an email, it usually is somebody who saw me do what I do. And it's pretty much come from the volleyball world. I've worked with the Golf Channel. That came from a volleyball connection, though. Somebody who was in the volleyball world, who worked with the Golf Channel, saw what I did on the AVP, shot me an email. A dance competition, working high school dance competitions, came through working AVP. So I'm extremely grateful for the role the AVP and volleyball has had in my life. But it really is, it's just, you know, it's all word of mouth. It was fun to get that message from Katie, because again, when I heard about the stadium that LSU built, it's, a lot of people say it's the best in the country. I know USC, they probably had the original. They've got a great stadium, but it's smaller. It's a little bit harder as a fan because there's less space. I mean, you're right there in, you know, downtown LA. Stanford has a great facility. Cal Poly now actually has a really good facility. But LSU is such a good place to watch the game. You've got six courts wide. You've got a huge grass, like, open seating section. And across from that, you've got little scoreboards all the way so you can follow each game. And then on the grass part, I think, if I'm saying this wrong, let me know, Russell, but I think it's in the grass area is where the giant scoreboard is, right? So if you're sitting in, like, the more traditional stands, you can see on one screen everything that's happening everywhere, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and that is so cool, and that's so important to be able to have all these courts going at the same time and clearly see what's happening with the score. It's such a cool, I don't know if nuance is the right word, but it's a new thing that the NCAA has brought to the game of beach volleyball. It's not just one match that counts towards what you're doing, like I do with the ADP. It's one team versus one team. With the NCAA, they sort of went off the tennis model, right, of these duels where you've got five matches. Every match, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, counts the same towards your team's final. So your two best players are your ones team, presumably, like your two best or your best overall team is in the one spot. But what they do matters just as much as what the five team does, and the four and the three and the two. Are there any other facilities, you know, Russell, that have five or six courts, or all of them like three or four? Like
there are some that have four or five, even probably some six. But I think the one thing that is incredibly unique is our elevated bleachers. Everybody else is pretty much ground level, and that's a great experience. That's what a lot of beach volleyball fans are used to, especially at the college level. Like you might get a four or five row aluminum tilt and roll bleacher that's, you know, nearby. But to be able to have an elevated view and to be able to really genuinely see and track all of the courts that are playing at once, it's pretty unique. Probably the most unique part about it is just the sounds that are created. I wouldn't have expected that, but when we've had that stadium full and you can hear the sound coming down onto the courts, it's pretty special. So, you know, the whole goal is to fill up the stand so those sounds come down a little bit heavier. But it is that's probably the most unique part about our stadium in comparison to any other stadiums or facilities around the country.
Check out BRQ Seafood and Barbecue, the official catering service of LSU Athletics, and your top pick for victorious celebrations and special occasions. Explore our daily specials and catering options, or reserve your table at www.brqrestaurant.com. Experience unforgettable moments at BRQ Seafood and Barbecue.
Yeah, awesome. We'll see if we can make an earthquake game for beach volleyball.
That's right. That'd be great.
A few more people in Tiger Stadium. I don't know if we can fit 102,000. In the beach volleyball facility, but we'll try to get as many over there as we can. Look, this is a big tournament. Yeah, as you mentioned, Mark, there's number one UCLA, you got USC, Stanford, Cal, FSU, TCU, FAU, LSU. I mean, there's some big powerhouse names. This will be for both of y'all. Mark, you can start. Anytime you get this collection of talent, elite student athletes and teams together, I mean, how big is that for the sport of beach volleyball nationally? It's gonna be a big event here in Baton Rouge. People are excited about that, but how big is it in the world of beach volleyball?
Yeah, it is. I will say it again, I think it's the biggest event of the year other than the postseason playoffs. You have, I think, seven of the eight, like the seven top teams here, and also FAU, who's out of maybe that top seven, but they're absolutely a really good team who is going to challenge all of these teams. And you mentioned UCLA, USC. Those are the only two teams that have ever won a national championship in the NCAA for beach volleyball. Three-time defending champions, USC. Before that, UCLA won a couple in a row. But there's these challengers, right? Florida State was probably the first challenger from the East to challenge for a national title. Now LSU has a top team, TCU has a top team. So the parity has been growing and growing and growing, even though SC and UCLA have been winning it in the end. So I think that's a reason to come out if you're an LSU fan. It's like, look, we got the top teams, but now we're a top team. Let's go and prove it. We've got all the best teams in the country, probably the best grouping of teams at any beach volleyball event in the NCAA ever. And it's all happening at probably the best beach volleyball stadium too, at least the best viewer experience. So it's very important to have events like these as the years go on. And it's just a really cool and unique opportunity to see all of the best in one place at one time.
Yeah, same for you, Russell.
Yeah, and I would add that if you look at where the sport is progressing, it's growing out of this NCAA beach environment. So even, you know, currently our one and two pairs in the United States that are going to play, represent the United States in the Olympics in Paris this summer, a pair from LSU who played together in college and a pair from USC who played together in college. So if you're looking at the future of the sport and you're understanding, like, I'm passionate about beach volleyball, I love it, and I want to see, like, who these next players are going to be to represent not only our country, but there's a lot of foreign players that are playing as well. Like, you get to get, the next wave. And you see that in a lot of sports. That's what people love about watching NCAA basketball, love about watching NCAA football and baseball. You're looking at the next level of pros. So even if you're not really sure, like, what that looks like, you'll be able to say, hey, I saw these players back when, and I was at, you know, the Death Valley Invitational, and now they're representing their countries in future Olympics. And that's a pretty cool thing, kind of a side story to be able to have, is to know that it's not just the best, a lot of the best players in the collegiate game right now, but it's the future of the sport as we look into where it's going.
Yeah, I know, like for my kids, anytime they see Mondo on TV, they're like, oh, we saw Mondo, right? And so that'll be the same with Kristen and Taryn, and that's even not just for kids, but for adults and for fans of the sport. It's always fun to see them before they go up and blow up on the biggest stage, which is really exciting. Another cool thing about this event, it's going to be streamed on VBTV. Mark, if you can sort of give the perspective of the impact of that and being able to stream something like this on that platform, so that, yes, we want a ton of people to come and watch here in Baton Rouge, but people across the country can tune in and watch. How big of a deal is that?
Yeah, what VBTV is doing for streaming volleyball, not only volleyball world events, but also, and now Volleyball World is the name of the international, tours for beach volleyball, and they also have a bunch of indoor stuff, but they're also streaming events like this that are outside of their purview, but they're providing a platform to stream it. And it's a really good platform on the app, on the website. You can get it on Apple TV, VBTV. It's really high quality. It's really well done. I was really excited when I heard that they were going to be on board. They've got great announcers. They've got really good coverage. So that's super positive to be able to. I highly recommend, obviously, being at the event. But if you're not from anywhere in the world, now you can watch this incredible group of beach volleyball players, college beach volleyball players. Who, you're right, Russell, that's a great point. Like, these are the Olympians, not only for the U.S. But likely a lot of them will be for other countries as well. I always think of, you know, Tina Gradina playing for Latvia, who came from USC. So it's not just the U.S. These really are the best players in the world. And this has all happened so, so quickly. Beach volleyball, sand volleyball, then everybody figured it out. It is beach volleyball, even though we're not on a beach. It's confusing, but that's the name. It's grown over the last 10 years, you know, and it continues to grow exponentially. So very cool that you can watch it on VBTV, but it's really going to be best on site. So if you're in town, you got to be there.
Russell, from your perspective, your team's coming back from California. Y'all played very stiff competition there, performed well. This will be another huge event for y'all. How do you feel about your team, their development so far to this season and going into this incredible opportunity?
Yeah, I think that we're where we need to be. I mean, we would have liked to have come out undefeated, but to come out and split and go 2-2 and have a couple top 10 wins, I mean, that's at this point in the season, you're trying to build a resume. So to have those already kind of locked down and to know that we get to face another core group in a couple weekends, and we got a good weekend coming up as well where we can continue to grow and build ourselves. And I don't think we're where our roster will end up. I think we're making some real good progress towards it, and we've got some pairs that are playing a pretty high level. But that's the beauty of, you know, a season, is that you have to be ready at the very end. So as long as we can continue to get good wins and kind of secure that qualification into the national championship event, hopefully get a reasonable seed, then, you know, we want to be in position to make a run at that point in the season. And we're doing what we need to do at this point in the season to make sure we don't jeopardize that and to give us a good shot.
Yeah, having been at Nationals before, it's an incredible event. I can't wait to see this one. This one's going to be so much fun here in Baton Rouge. March 29th and 30th, the Death Valley Invitational should be exciting. Coach and his team will be there, and then Mark Sherman will be there as well. Mark, have you started scouting out the restaurant situation? We've got great food down here. I don't know if you started prepping for the meals that you're going to have.
No, I should be, though. What I sort of want to do is let the wannabes, you know, I'm sure you know the wannabes, Russell. Absolutely. Sort of want to get some recommendations, or, you know, sort of make them take me out somewhere and give me the, they gave me a couple of good experiences in New Orleans when I was there for the ADP a few times, but I want to know Baton Rouge too. So I want to be taken out. I don't want to do all the research. I want you guys to show me where
there you go. Well, that's what we're known for here, is good hospitality, good food. So you have no shortage of options. Russell, Mark, thank y'all for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot
for having us.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Tigers Win.